ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Police responding to a mass shooting in Philadelphia on Monday night.
A guy with a long gun.
All right, all units, use caution. We got somebody with a long gun.
Audio there from Broadcastify. Police say four people were killed and two others were injured. A suspect is in custody. 35 million Americans under alert for dangerously high temperatures, with the center of the so-called heat dome over the West. Triple-digit temperatures hit much of the Southwest on Monday, and a heat index over 100 felt in much of the South. After the Supreme Court's decision last week to end affirmative action in college admissions, now a civil rights legal group is challenging Harvard University's legacy and donor-based admissions practices. The nonprofit Lawyers for Civil Rights say the practice discriminates against students of color by giving an unfair boost to the mostly white children of alumni. Police say a Texas man who went missing as a teenager in 2015 has been found alive. His mother says he's receiving medical care. This is ABC News. A 40-year-old hiker died over the weekend after he slipped and plummeted down the side of a mountain in front of his wife and five children near Oregon's Multnomah Falls, according to officials. Americans heading home from their long 4th of July holiday later this week will likely see lower gas prices.
Americans are paying $1.24 a gallon less this 4th of July than last, according to new data from the Energy Department. Regular unleaded going down 4 cents in the past week to an average of $3.52 a gallon. The biggest drop being seen along the Gulf Coast, where drivers are paying $3.11 a gallon. Compare that to Washington State, where drivers are paying the most, $4.88 a gallon on average for regular unleaded. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Heavy rains forcing the cancellation of a NASCAR race that was set to run through downtown Chicago. The cancellation comes as the National Weather Service says up to 6 inches of rain fell in suburban areas of Chicago by midday on Monday, flooding streets. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Hankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
station, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For specific shows and hosts.
Flatbread, unless there's goat cheese on it. Pine nuts.
Wow, someone went to private school.
They knocked down the original building, which was just a building, and then they built an actual castle, and it is gorgeous. Every time a friend of mine from out of town comes, I take him there because I'm that much of a podunk hick.
Magic people, voodoo people. Ooh, I like this one.
This is the Prodigy.
The Prodigy. Okay, yep. Jane, what do you how do you rate this one?
Oh, I'm having a ball.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Have you thought much about how you personally are going to deal with the onslaught of AI in the next election? 844-967-2789. You know, in the same way in 2008, all of a sudden there was social media and Facebook and things to deal with in the that election. The 2024 presidential race is going to be the AI election. And there's very little evidence so far that there's going to be any regulation ahead of time, whether that's through laws and the government or self-regulation from any of the tech companies. And so it feels like it's just going to be on our shoulders to start to like figure out what is true, what is not true. And I'm just curious if you've thought about this and how you even deal with it today with misinformation when you are trying to get the news. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin on this very smoky Tuesday. Holy moly, Greg Bach. Can you breathe when you're outside right now, or is it a little hard?
Well, we're coming from outside. I'm just kidding. No, yeah, this is weird.
It is weird, right?
It's because it's not like it's misty. It's you feel like you're walking through something.
Yeah, like walking out into the yard today to walk the dog. I was like, well, it smells like a campfire, and it is hazy. So make sure you are checking the air advisories in your location, and maybe spend less time outside if you don't have to be outside, because I don't think this is good for anyone, let alone if you have any health conditions or asthma or the like. But Greg, what do you think? How do you think you're going to deal with all the AI disinformation that's coming down the pipe?
I just, well, first of all, I just have this idea that if you tell me, if you're honest enough to tell me it's made with AI, I'm going to be like, well, I don't believe it to begin with. Like, I don't know. I just, I won't trust it. I don't feel it's not the robots are taking over, or as, you know, Mr. Rogers says, the robots. It's such a technology in its mass infancy. It's to the masses in its infancy, that before it could ever become trusted or something that's not almost laughable in its design, you're going to be like, it's going to be a few years before I'm like, all right, I'll trust you. I want to hear it from a.
But isn't the point that you won't be able to recognize it as AI?
Well, yes, but nowadays no one will shut up about how much it's AI. They're like, oh, we made this commercial with AI. I'm like, yeah, that is a political commercial. That's scary. You know what I mean? Like, no one's, at this point, I haven't come across anyone digging up a thing of like, oh, this ad or this commercial or this news story is totally AI generated and nothing's, like, there was no submersible.
Fair enough. So I'm bringing this up because there was the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado happened, and this was a big topic there. And it basically is talking about how artificial intelligence and generative bots like ChatGPT are basically, as of right now, poised to upend modern American politics. And it's kind of the 2.0 version of what happened when social media reset the playbook in 2008. And of course, for the doomers out there, this is a huge red flag as far as what does this mean for democracy. And it's like the idea that the campaigns that could happen, like could come out, are going to be full of false information for anyone that can even generate it is, and like every side, every grassroots, every politician is going to have access to be able to use generative AI to do harm to their opponents, because there is now going to be, stick with me, new open source technology. One's been released by Meta, and it's known as, this feels like the conversation where we were talking, this is a couple weeks ago, we were talking about weird names.
Yeah.
It's LLAMA, but it's capital L, capital L, lowercase a, capital M, A. So, llama?
I want a llama.
I always, from my Spanish, the little Spanish I took in high school, a double L, I think, is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yana.
So, is it llama? Yeah. I don't know, but there is a new...
Me and my llama. Me and my llama.
There's a new... But it makes it possible for anyone in their basement to create far-reaching and fake influence campaigns.
That doesn't sound good.
I know. And so these different people at this this Ideas Fest in Aspen, Ron Klain, who is a former chief of staff to President Biden, said that campaigns are going to need to shift their approach to counter AI. He pointed to how Ron DeSantis and the RNC have already used fake images to attack Biden so far. And so like what they think they know they need to do is just like get Biden out there and like connecting with people directly. But I'm trying to think for you personally, you at home listening, like, how do you navigate this? Like, what do you even do today? And we've kind of talked about this before, as far as like, what news do you trust? But this takes it to an even greater level of how do you manage to try to navigate the news cycle and understand what's real and what's not and what's true and what's not. Do you just have like your sources that you trust, or like what are the checkpoints that you've already put in place to like be able to verify? Because like I don't even know for myself. Like I have the things that I check, and this is kind of the balance I feel like sometimes with like the criticisms of mainstream media is that they're owned by bigger companies and they have an agenda and blah, 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 and private equity and yada, yada, yada. But also, like, they also have to go through, like, rigorous fact-checking. Like, the New York Times, as I know when Dan Schaefer, who is going to be joining the show at 10:30 today from the recombobulation area, when he had his piece published in the New York Times last fall, he was talking about, like, the editing process was intense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With the New York Times. So, like, some of these publications that, like, their reputation, this is, they live and die by the reputation, you can trust that there is also, like, a fact-checking process versus just things that get released by anybody who has access to a social media platform. And so I'm really interested in hearing from you on if you feel prepared for this next election cycle and what kind of information, misinformation, and disinformation is going to be thrown at you. 844-967-2789. We got Tony Zimmerman saying a lot of things on our Facebook live stream, which you are always welcome to watch. Watch us, in addition to listen to us, on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, which you can find at As Goes Wisconsin. Tony Zimmerman saying, very surprised Trump didn't claim the new audio about top secret documents wasn't fake and generated by some AI.
Well, now he's going to. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, way to give him some tips. But that's actually a good point, because now it becomes the both sides of you can create something out of nothing, but also real something that actually happened. You could, like, well, that's actually fake. Like, who's going to be the arbiter of, like, what is real and what is not?
I mean, that's the thing. No, I mean, no one can be, because Dolly Parton, let's go back to her. Because honestly, like, it's the thing is, if I say it, someone's going to say, well, you're a liberal snowflake. Of course you're going to say that's fake. Or if it's someone on the right, we're not going to trust them. So who is trusted enough to do that?
I know.
Walter Cronkite's dead. We can't trust him. He's dead. And most people don't know who I'm talking about right there.
No, I bet most of the listeners who are listening to the show live right now know who Walter Cronkite is.
I'm talking to our Zoomers right now who are listening.
I don't know how many Zoomers listen to this show. I gotta be totally honest. I like whenever I look at my what I can tell on social media from demographics who follow As Goes Wisconsin, it's like mostly millennial Gen X.
Yeah.
Some boomer. I've yet to reach the Gen Z, unless they're super into politics, I've realized.
Yeah, totally.
But we would love to hear from you. I got a couple more things from Joe and Tony that I want to read, but would love to hear from you of how are you planning to deal with the upcoming onslaught of AI? And does some of it just want to make you just tap out entirely? I'd be like, I'm going to trust my gut instinct. I'm just going to keep getting news where I get news from and not worry about the noise. But it's coming, whether we like it or not. And big tech is only dialing back its misinformation policy. Like this is YouTube, Twitter, like across the board, things that were put in place around COVID and election denial and stuff. A lot of those policies are getting rolled back. And so what are you going to do? Because you can't just wait for Congress to do something. We can't just wait for big tech to necessarily regulate itself. But I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And we'll end on this before we go to a break. Joe McClear says on the Facebook live stream, I just asked ChatGPT, how should I deal with AI in the 2024 election? It said, don't worry, we'll take good care of you, future human battery.
Ooh, the Matrix.
All right, we got to take a break, but we would love to hear from you on this topic. 844-967-2789. How are you going to deal with AI during this next election? 844-96-PARTY. We will be right back.
Weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Bring your friends and family this week and enjoy these great movies. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Cocaine Bear, and the Super Mario Brothers. Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Learn more at amorytheater.com. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 63 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High of 88. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 60. Overcast. Mid-70s. Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered storms. Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Kroot. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Matchland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mine today, David.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to disagree with you on your point and what you just said a little bit. The reason being, I think what's frustrating to me, I look at it from a different perspective, is that when Joe Biden mentioned when he was going to pick out the next Supreme Court justice, he just said it's going to be a African-American woman. He said that's going to be the next justice. There wasn't anything about, you know, merit or anything along those lines. He could have very easily, Joe Biden could have very easily said, here's a list of candidates, I looked through them all, and then this is the person who I chose. But he didn't do that. He went right to the playbook. It didn't matter, basically, anybody else that would have been a male, whatever, it's already ostracized, and was considered out of the picture. So with this judgment today, and, you know, I understand what, you know, when Sandy Williams is on the radio with Earl Ingram in the morning on Mondays and Fridays, he went to Harvard. He has something called legacy, acceptance into the schools. I think that needs to be thrown out the window, too, because, based on other people that have gone there or what have you, there's a lot of things that could change, and it should be on merit. It really should be. It shouldn't be based on your color of your skin or, you know, if you're white, black, whatever, religion. It should just be on your – and what's going to happen is, this is my opinion, the SATs and ACTs are all going to be thrown out because they're going to be considered racist. That, you know, if you don't – if you have this mark, so they'll just eliminate it. They'll figure out something else to, in order to get around this. That's just my opinion, though.
Thanks for calling, David. That's thoughtful. And let me respond. A couple of things. First of all, a lot of these colleges have already gotten rid of the SAT and the ACT. Say they're not necessary, and then, you know, people aren't going to take them, or a lot of them aren't going to take them. What's interesting to me, the one university in the country, the one major university in the country said, we're keeping the SATs. You know what it was? It was MIT. Because if you're going to be building bridges, you know, you better understand certain geometries. Anyway, I look at this as a larger point. Ronald Reagan, back when he was elected president, said the next Supreme Court justice I appoint is going to be a woman. You know, he didn't have to say that either. He appointed Sandra Day O'Connor. And she was only a court of appeals justice in Arizona. She wasn't even on the Arizona Supreme Court, but she was a law school classmate of William Rehnquist. So, you know, there was a bit of that. This time Joe Biden did say what you said he said. And I personally would not have said what he said. I would have said, I'm going to pick a qualified candidate. And this particular Jackson Brown or Brown Jackson is highly qualified. So absolutely pick her. But I do differ on one thing. I do not differ with you on saying that qualification matters and merit matters. But let me tell you something. Over the years, what I found is there frequently are a lot of qualified people, a lot of qualified people. Now, by keeping race as a criterion in this thing, what that had the undesired effect of is that a lot of black kids in colleges, other people would look on them and say, well, the only reason they got in here is affirmative action. That frequently wasn't the case. What this will do, and I'm trying to make lemonade out of a lemon, but what this will do, in my judgment, is race won't be taken into account, but it is absolutely fine to say, if you have a rural kid from Kentucky and a kid from the inner city of Milwaukee, who cares what there happens, one's white and one's black, you ultimately have to open up society or you end up with an aristocracy, a self-perpetuating aristocracy. You want good ideas. And some of the best people, there's a guy named John Stuart Bell in Belfast who was discriminated against by the English and they didn't let him have an education. He went on and in quantum theory, he came up with the seminal argument on quantum theory and he died early and three other guys got the Nobel Prize because he had died, but he was the guy that came up with it. John Stuart Bell in Belfast. I mean, good for him, for Pete's sake. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling us reminded, Gene.
Hi. Thank you for putting a positive outlook on it because I think we need to get different people into office significantly, the ones that think that they're all picked on, you know, I mean, the way that they went after women significantly. They still haven't righted that huge wrong against women. And this doesn't surprise me one bit. And the fact that Biden said that he was going to put a woman in or put her name in for one of the highest courts in the land is appropriate because we need all different types of people on that court because what we've gotten so far from the Trump administration was a bunch of, sorry to use the word, garbage. And they had access to grind, and they're bought and paid for. We need honesty and integrity in our schools, people coming out with degrees that are doctors and lawyers, judges, and nurses. And we need all types of people because everybody's got gifts. And just because Biden said a woman of color, good for him. Have you ever looked at his staff? A variety of people, a variety of backgrounds. That's what we need running our country, not just those privileged sons of guns that are sitting on that court right now. So that's my 2 cents worth, Matt. Keep up the great work. I really appreciate it. And women, we got a lot of work to do. Thank you. Bye.
Excellent call. Excellent call, as always. I'm making lemonade out of a lemon, but I think that people are going to figure out a way to say, look, we're going to look at adversity. We're going to look at other things. And it will have the effect of getting more African-Americans and Latinos into positions. And it should. It absolutely should. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Police responding to a mass shooting in Philadelphia on Monday night.
A guy with a long gun. All units, you was calling. We got somebody with a long gun.
Audio there from Broadcastify. Police say four people were killed and two others were injured. A suspect is in custody. 35 million Americans under alert for dangerously high temperatures, with the center of the so-called heat dome over the West. Triple-digit temperatures hit much of the Southwest on Monday, and a heat index over 100 felt in much of the South. After the Supreme Court's decision last week to end affirmative action in college admissions, now a civil rights legal group is challenging Harvard University's legacy and donor-based admissions practices. The nonprofit Lawyers for Civil Rights say the practice discriminates against students of color by giving an unfair boost to the mostly white children of alumni. Police say a Texas man who went missing as a teenager in 2015 has been found alive. His mother says he's receiving medical care. This is ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Return the sender.
Welcome back to Matt Finn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Marquette poll just came out. Marquette poll on the presidential race. Very interesting. A lot of potential in there. First of all, let me tell you something about the Marquette poll. Marquette poll is nationally known, nationally recognized, and they changed their methodology a little bit this time. They limited it to registered voters. In the past, they'd say, you plan to vote? Yeah, you know, and then who knows if you're ever going to vote. Here, there's no law that says you got to vote, but if you're registered, that's something. And more than half of the people who were contacted by email, not by phone, big bunch by phone, but nowadays people hang up on the phone. So I think the methodology of this one is sound. Here's what it comes out. Republican primary, with all these crazy candidates, 10 of them. Trump, 31%. DeSantis, 30%. All the rest of them, you know, little garbage, single-digit numbers. Trump, 31. DeSantis, 30. Head-to-head, if it's just Trump and DeSantis, DeSantis kills Trump, 57-41. In a general election, Biden beats DeSantis 49-47. Biden beats Trump 52-43. Let me give you some context, and then we're going to go to the lines. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. If DeSantis were smarter, and by that I mean if he weren't so obtuse politically, if he weren't tone deaf politically, he could get the nomination away from Trump. Biden would still beat him. Biden's an excellent president. But he could get the nomination away from Trump. Most people don't know this, but early on in his career in the Congress, he was close to Paul Ryan. He was very much like Paul Ryan. He was a moderate, basically a moderate Republican. And then the fever of the far right swept over the party, and he, in a clumsy, mechanical fashion, is trying to just accommodate it. Give you an example. Yesterday, in a Fox News interview, he was asked, would you eliminate the Department of Education or any other agencies if you were president? You know what he said? Answer by DeSantis. I would eliminate the Department of Education, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Energy, and the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. Now, you know, this guy's tone deaf. There are a lot of right-wing nuts in this country, and there are people, oh, taxes should be lower, they should be higher, this, that, and the other thing. Nobody in his right mind gets rid of the IRS, totally. What, you're on your own? Somebody wants some money out of you, they'll track you down. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. And what, we're going to pay our military? We're going to stand up to China and Russia? He obviously didn't mean it. He lies continually about this kind of stuff. You know, he on abortion. I mean, Trump had been pro-choice up until the time he ran for president. The guy has no sincerity whatsoever. DeSantis goes, all right, I'm going to set your right for abortion at 6 weeks. Well, people don't know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks frequently. Now, as a result of the Dobbs decision, the Supreme Court, the tarantulas, have consigned women. Basically, if you have a problem pregnancy, you have to get sepsis and almost die before a doctor will do anything for you because they're afraid of being prosecuted by penny ante DAs in penny ante counties who want to run for Congress. And DeSantis is buying into that. And I'm not talking about the pro-life, pro-choice issue. I'm just talking about common sense. DeSantis could have beaten Trump in this thing, and he still might, because this is breaking news that I will give to you right now before we go to the lines. There are more than rumors in D.C. as I speak that a superseding indictment is planned by Jack Smith. A superseding indictment is one where you go to the court and you say, I want to replace the indictment with this new one. It will add 30 to 45 new charges against Trump, and will also charge some of the lawyers who were conspiring with him. One further piece of breaking news, Rudy Giuliani looks like he's flipped. He's in deal negotiations. So stand by. That's not to be discussed in detail today because I don't have the details. But this idiot DeSantis, if Trump is now going to be facing 70 felony counts with very precise evidence, all he had to do. And the clown also said, Trump said he's for Russia because he's being bribed and he's against Ukraine. The clown DeSantis said, well, you know, maybe we're doing too much for Ukraine. The idiot, he continually loses support of people who don't want to be with Trump and the Republican Party. The moron said, I am standing with our allies, with NATO, with all of the NATO countries, and with Ukraine, Russia. That was a genocidal invasion. We're not going to put up with it. And we're halfway normal about things. He could be tough on immigration and everything else. And even with that, in this poll, it's only 31-30 Trump over DeSantis. And even with that in this poll, it's head-to-head 57-41. Why should I give advice to DeSantis? He'd be a lousy president. But the idiot is throwing this away. Going to the lines, Cassandra of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I just wanted to speak briefly about the Supreme Court's decision on affirmative action. The case was brought by a group of mostly conservative Chinese Americans. And this particular group of Chinese Americans, the students, their families who immigrated here to the United States, those families came from highly educated areas of China. Many of them had skills. And so when they came here to the United States, oftentimes their credentials from China was not recognized, and so they either had to return to school, the parents, or take jobs in areas that where they could not use their degrees that they had earned in China. Now, one problem that concerns me that the conservative Chinese students who brought the lawsuit do not recognize is that there are Asian Americans who are low income, and because of their actions, this new arrivals from Cambodia, Vietnam, Hmong, these are very low-income immigrants who come from oftentimes rural communities. They are the ones who could truly benefit from affirmative action. They are oftentimes first-generation college students. They will not be able to receive that benefit. And it's a lot more complicated, and it's very sad that the court did not consider that that this group of Asian students who brought the lawsuit, they only represented, you know, a small, highly educated Asian American subset of that population who were supposedly being discriminated against. But there are many in the Asian community who really could benefit from affirmative action and who really do need that opportunity. So that's all that I have. I'll listen offline.
Wonderful. That's a profound and nuanced call. Thank you very much. And I think you make an excellent, excellent point. The whole idea behind affirmative action, because quotas were outlawed, 30 years ago, was you're not going to make a decision on an applicant necessarily on any one thing. You know, there's no test in the world that goes in, and if you're 1 point higher than the other guy, you get it and they don't. That's ridiculous. You know, you take into account at a company or anything else a whole range of things. Now, for universities, it happens, I mentioned, that the Asian population of the undergraduate classes at Harvard and Yale are 22%. And then the numbers nationwide of the percentage of that population are 8%. So I do not see that at all as discrimination. On the contrary. But your point is, and I think you're right, there are Hmongs. And remember, the Hmongs stood with us during the Vietnam War, and a lot of them got killed. And we gave them shelter here in the United States, deservedly so. They're excellent people, the Hmongs. Excellent, excellent people. And there are many others, and Filipinos and so forth. Excellent people. So the idea behind affirmative action wasn't, you know, you just look at this and throw out a qualified guy and bring in somebody. That wasn't what it was about. And you raised the profound point that you look for the whole person. And you're going to look for their background, overcoming adversity. You're going to look for, are they first generation going to college? That's important, because I had support from my dad, who was a professor at UWM. We talked all the time about books and ideas. There are a lot of people that are not blessed with that kind of mentoring, quite frankly. And for them to do it on their bootstraps, these can be the most productive people in society. So I think there's a mistaken Supreme Court decision. I have no respect for the judges that that issued it. That said, to make lemonade out of lemon, there is a chink in the armor that can be exploited, and that is this. Robert said, you know, in the things like, well, you know, the essay and all that sort of stuff, you can take into account the adversity and so on, and that's the way it should be framed, and it should be straight up. You know, we are not taking race one way or the other into account, but that will have the effect of giving a hand up that they deserve to people to, in fact, diversify our student bodies. Thank you for calling. Excellent, Cassandra. Todd or Billy, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Boy, what you just said about Rudy Giuliani, holy cow, that made me happy to hear. Is that huge, or is Rudy Giuliani just so unreliable and such a joke that his cooperation really may not mean much? But boy, that is sounds wonderful to me.
Yeah, thank you. I'll answer that. And I'm breaking this on this show, and I'm delighted to do it. First of all, Rudy Giuliani was the U.S. attorney in New York. That's probably the most important U.S. attorney position in the country. He prosecuted the mafia, organized crime. He became mayor of New York for a couple of terms. Biggest, I mean, you know, that you become a national candidate. He ran for president, and in the Republican primary when he ran, he was briefly in first place. Why he became subservient to Trump, I'll never understand. But no, I think that would have a lot of credibility if he flips on Trump. He's not going to be lying. He's going to say, I said this to Trump, I did that for Trump, and Trump said this to me and that to me. You put Rudy Giuliani on the stand, who at one time, and Trump was not on the ticket then, I think it was 2012, but at one time he was the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. There's a lot of credibility, and Trump has got to be sweating. The second thing, Jack Smith has turned out to be a good, tough prosecutor. This superseding indictment, which a lot of people in D.C. expect to come down, is going to have 30 to 45 more counts. There may be use counts instead of just hoarding counts. Right now, it's just that he kept these documents, but he showed them to people. He showed them to people in New Jersey, and we spiked the number of our undercover agents who were captured and executed by the Chinese and the Russians. Right when he started putting these classified documents into bathrooms and pool supply closets with no locks. And then when he was subpoenaed and there's a search warrant, he tried to hide them by flying them up to Bedminster. And now, by the way, and I think I broke this yesterday, they have subpoenaed the surveillance video in Bedminster. They may be going in there with a search warrant. This guy is hiding stuff to monetize it. He's hiding stuff that is being used to capture and murder our agents. People have got to understand that. And I want to see Jack Smith be a lot more explicit about that in this indictment. But to answer your question, Rudy Giuliani will be very, very important. Very important. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
No such soul. Return the sender. Return the sender.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people.
It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 63. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 88. Cloudy tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 60. Mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered storms Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. And at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. That's good news on Trump because we never need him anywhere near the presidency again with all the things that have gone on and how he's tore the country apart. But this Jack Smith, do you think with everything that's going on, he may be able to tie this in with the fake electors and these congressional people that continually talk about the election being rigged and all this other stuff that the Secret Service and the list goes on and on. I hope and pray that some of this stuff is exposed to set the record straight is what I'm saying. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Good call. Yeah, I mean, I think that the fake electors, if there is a superseding indictment, remember, this is coming out of Washington right now. I'm just passing it on. But if there is a superseding indictment with 30 to 45 more counts, there's already 38 counts, and 31 of them have to do with these taking these documents. But so far, it's just possession. It's not usage. I think that a lot of the 30 to 45 new counts would be tied to the fake electors. Why do I say that? Because about a week ago, and I mentioned on the show, but also there's plenty of publicity on it, several fake electors were seen coming in. I think it was from Nebraska, and they were grilled. And the word was that they were offered limited immunity. Remember, the prosecutor doesn't, there's a thing called use immunity. There's a total immunity. They don't like to give like total immunity. They don't like to say, all right, you have a right to remain silent. Give up that right and tell us, and we won't go after you for anything. Well, the guys will say, fine, I killed 5 people. You don't want that kind of thing. So what you say is use immunity. I will not use what you say against you. Those are the fake electors. And the fake electors were part of the reason that behind all this in the first place. Pence was supposed to hold up 2 sets of electors. Say, I don't know which one is right. You and the Congress decide, but each state only gets 1 vote, and Trump would have been put back in as a result. So I think that's very much possible. Next up, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. Andy, what's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, I heard yesterday that that Giuliani was going to come forward and give testimony, probably to save his own butt. And what you're just relayed now is even more important. There, it's going to expand more, and it's definitely going to make it a lot tougher for Trump to escape from that. And another thing, when you talk about fake electors, how about our good, brilliant Senator Ron Johnson? Would he could he eventually be caught up with? I mean, trying to take part in the not only for Wisconsin, for Michigan, you know, that where he would was trying to get these fake electors in to change the outcome, you know. So,
right.
We'll have to see what happens.
Well, here's the deal. You know, he doesn't represent the UP or something. Are you kidding me? He was in there to stick it to Michigan, and another guy was going to stick it to Wisconsin. And do I think he could be tied up? Certainly, depending on the testimony. If a guy like Giuliani said that, and by the way, Ron Johnson would meet with Trump and back him up on this whole theory. If they have a witness who says that Ron Johnson agreed to get the Michigan fake electors to Trump and so forth, absolutely he could be swept up in it. I don't know that they have that testimony at this point, but I'll tell you this. The word out of Washington is that it's attorneys. I don't think that Ron Johnson's an attorney. So I don't hear any rumors about Ron Johnson, but it's a plain fact that he had the Michigan state electors in his possession, wanted them sent to Pence. And then when he was caught, he goes, I was only in on it for like 3 seconds. You can pull a trigger in 3 seconds and kill somebody. You can hand them to your chief of staff, say, get them to Pence in 3 seconds. And I don't believe it was only 3 seconds. So thanks for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, we have 4 minutes and 2 callers. If you can keep it short. What's in your mind today?
Joe Biden just did an interview with Nicole Wallace, and it was fascinating. The guy needs to do more of these one-on-ones, Matt, because he's fabulous in it. He comes off really well, but it was chilling what he just said. She asked him, do you ever worry that had you not been president last weekend and say the former was, that he might have tipped off Putin about what was going on? And Biden just goes, I don't even like to think about things like that.
Right.
I mean, well, that's a great man. Yeah. He was fabulous in this interview. He really was.
All right. I'll look at it. And we're going to talk about Ukraine probably tomorrow. I had it on the agenda, but all these Supreme Court cases came in. But that's an excellent call. Thank you, Dick. Dennis of Wakanda, Illinois. Thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Dennis?
Hi, good afternoon. Quick question. You had mentioned earlier in the show, you're given someone's poll and said that the Trump, like, it's got a 1-point lead now. And, you know, we listen to these other polls, and I'm just trying to figure out which one are these more accurate? Because the ones I've been listening to, you hear Trump's got 50% lead over, what's his name, has 29%. So
right.
I believe the one that the guy's got the double-digit lead is not accurate anyway. So this one seems more accurate to me. Is that true, would you say?
Yes, it's true in this limited extent. This poll only polled Wisconsin. The ones you're talking about polled the whole country. So I have no basis for saying anything about those polls one way or the other. But the Marquette poll is highly regarded. It really is highly regarded. And the pollster and the people staff and so forth. All he's saying is that in Wisconsin, in the 8-man person field or whatever, Trump 31, DeSantis 30, the rest single digits. Head to head, DeSantis 57, Trump 41 in Wisconsin. Now, how that translates elsewhere, I don't know. I have a feeling that there are state, you know, Wisconsin's an unusual state. It's a purple state. Sometimes it goes Republican, sometimes Democratic, but it's a very independent state. It really is. We are independent people. What happens in Texas and Alabama and Florida, I do not know. But Dennis, thank you very much for calling in because you raise a good point. And the final thing I'll say about polls is it's just a snapshot right now. If there are another 30 indictments against Trump, that'll do that. If DeSantis keeps saying stupid things like he's going to get rid of the IRS and he'd betray Ukraine, which is really what he was getting at, that's going to make a difference. It hurts both of them against Biden. Biden, in my view, is a superb president. He could beat either one of these guys. He will beat either one of these guys, but they're fighting it out. They're fighting it out in the Republican Party. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. A lot to talk about, a lot we didn't even get to today. Things are breaking very fast. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. And I'm signing off for today.
Back down. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark